But guys, I actually relate a lot to Taylor Swift. No, when you do me wrong, I'm not going to write a song about you, but I will talk about you on my show, Millennial Hollywood, next.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to my show, Millennial Hollywood, Season 3, Episode 2. What you just made me do, look what you just made me do. I love this song.
Me too.
It's so good. But you guys, I have a special guest, and not only is she a special guest, but she's also a special friend to me. Not a special friend. But this is Renee Ariel. We're so excited. She's one of the hosts here at AfterBuzz TV. She also is a host at Clever TV, and she runs her own blog. And here she is. Where can everyone find you?
Hey, guys. You can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. And if you want to check out my blog, it is sextingandthecity.com.
Oh, my goodness. So you changed the name.
I did. Do you not know this?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this was like months ago.
A while ago. That's awesome.
Wow, do you read my blog, Dakota?
I don't read your blog. I have read it before, but yeah. Like I haven't read it since the name change.
Well, it's changed. It's new, like Taylor Swift.
I love this. The old Taylor is dead.
My old blog is dead.
And now
Sexting in the City is alive.
That's amazing. Well, you guys, we have a lot to talk about. We are going to be talking. Today's episode's title, if you didn't already see, is called Disaster Dates and Crazy Exes. No ex is safe. Okay.
Nope.
But before we go, we wanted to armor up with some ammo in true Millennial Hollywood fashion. We've got some tea here.
Thank
if you want to go ahead and put that in. We are going to be spilling some tea, so what better than to, you know, have this nice tea.
Oh, you're so much good. Can you tell I don't drink a lot of tea? This is taking me longer than it is. Like, a lot longer. It's okay. I got it.
It's okay. This is some fancy tea that we got here at the studio. Some passion tazo.
Ooh, some passion tea?
Some passion.
Wow. Tea. So ironic.
So ironic. Okay, so today we're talking about disaster dates and crazy exes, and I know some of my exes and their mothers are probably watching right now, but hi, don't worry, I'm not going to be using any of your actual names, so you're safe. It's all good, and I have nothing but love and respect for you guys.
Ooh!
Ooh! Cheers. Actually, it's too watery still. We're not going to take a drink
yet.
We'll wait. We'll let it simmer. We'll let it sit. Like it. We'll let it fester. Anyway, let's talk about this. So I'm going to just kind of throw in with an example, and then you come in, and we're just going to, like, talk about some of these hard times, you know?
Let's do it.
Because I was thinking about, like, calling you up and, like, coming over to your apartment or something and just opening up a bottle of wine and just, like, talking about this. And I'm like, why do it there when we could do it in front of all of
these
you?
People? Yeah.
Right?
Like, our live studio audience.
Right?
No, I know. I'm so happy. I cannot wait. Because this is, like, my favorite topic of discussion.
I know.
For
sure. That's why I knew you were the right one. I was like, she writes these blogs about all these relationship things going on. I'm like, she's the one. So let's talk about this. Okay, this goes back a long time ago. This was a disaster date. I thought it was going great. It was kind of more of like a family date. Like, my family was there. Her family was there. But we were...
Was this a first date?
It was kind of like a first date. We were kind of like... We were young. We had the families there. But they kind of let us go off on our own in this theme park.
Your families were there?
Yes.
How old were you?
This was a while back. Like, this was a while back. I'm not
I
really
need
sure
an age.
What age. Probably, like, 15 or 16.
That's
no, actually,
so
probably,
cute.
Like, 14.
Your parents went with you?
Yes, they did.
Good.
Yeah, actually, I wasn't allowed to actually, like... Well, I wasn't allowed to actually go on a date by myself with a girl until I was... 17.
Oh, wow.
But the girl and I broke up a day before I was getting ready to be able to, like, go on one-on-one dates with her. So, like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sad
day. Interesting how things work out.
I know, but I mean, it saved me a lot of time in the long run, so we're good. Anyway, so I lost my sister at the amusement park while I was on my date.
What?
Like, I was, like, trying to go off by myself with this girl. We were going to get on this roller coaster. For any of you living in Missouri, Silver Dollar City, it's called Wildfire. It's like this big ride. Mm-hmm. My sister wasn't tall enough to ride it yet, or maybe she was scared or she didn't want to ride it. And, like, I was just like, okay, we're going to go. I'm so excited.
No.
So I go with her, and apparently, like, my date told my sister, like, oh, just wait here. It'll be fine. Because, you know, like, some families are more okay with, like, letting the little ones stay behind. Others need, like, my family, they want them to, like, an adult to be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I just, like, thought, oh, my mom's got her. I just go on this roller coaster. My sister got lost at the amusement park. I felt so awful.
So she's okay?
She's all right. We found her a couple years later.
We found her, guys.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. But I was not my best moment as a brother, but, you know. I love you, Kara. She's my sister. she made it out.
There's no thing like losing your sister on a date to put a damper on the day, huh?
I know, because usually sisters aren't at your date, but...
But with Dakota, yes, they are.
Yes. What about you? What's one of your crazy experiences?
Okay, guys, I don't know if you're familiar with the apps. I don't know, Bumble, Tinder, yeah. But... A while back, I went on 7 days, and 7 days, I actually wrote about it, if you want to check it out, my blog, plug. So one of the dates was so bad that I, this is a story I tell everyone. Uh-huh. So I found him on, I believe it was Bumble, this cute guy, he's an actor, he's in a few things, but this guy's kind of the worst. He was a little weird to begin with, but we had, a short conversation, we met at a bar, and it seemed to be going great. He's, cute. That he had that going for him. But when the actual conversation started, beyond introductions, that's when I kind of felt things were going awry. Mm-hmm. So it started off by me finding out he hasn't watched a movie in 10 years, which is weird if you're an actor. Maybe do your homework. I feel like that's just part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he was very yeah, I haven't seen a movie in 10 years. I'm like, oh, cool. And then we had small talk like that until... He randomly was like, so give me the lowdown. How are guys treating you in L.A.? To which I would assume anyone would respond, oh, that's a weird question to ask on a first date.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, it's actually completely normal. We're on a first date. I don't know what you're talking about. So I said, oh, how about you go first? You tell me what's the lowdown with girls for you?
Yeah.
He proceeded to go on about how every girl in L.A. is conceited and full of themselves and a prostitute. Oh, that's a react. Yeah, that's a normal reaction because I don't know who says that. So he told me, he then went on to explain himself, and it ended up being, I would say, a 30-minute conversation about prostitutes. To sum it up for you, it was him explaining to me that has slept with prostitutes, but they're not technically his prostitutes because he doesn't pay for them. Real thing, he said, my date, first date, woo, winner.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he got mad at me because I said that I don't think I've ever seen a prostitute before. And he's like, what? Yes, you have. And I'm like, maybe I have. I just don't know. He's like, I bet you know a prostitute. I'm like, I don't know if I do. He's like, I bet one of your friends is a prostitute. And I'm like, sure none of my friends are prostitutes.
Oh,
and then he got mad and said in a very mean way, well, I bet you have two friends. It wasn't a joking way. It was a mean way. So anyways, I tried, from there to change the conversation.
Yeah.
Speaking of friendship, what about you? Do you have a close group of friends in LA? And he responds, I kid you not, well, I have several acquaintances. And And I laughed. And I was like, oh, that's so LA of you. Because that is so LA. And if you're around any other part of the country, you're no one says that.
No one.
Yes, we have acquaintances, but no one talks about it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're asking about close friends. Anyways, and then got really mad. Went on another long tangent about how it's actually not so LA of him and people have acquaintances all over the country, which I wasn't disagreeing. I know. And then he stopped talking to me for the rest of the date. When I say stopped talking to me, I mean he avoided eye contact completely and did not even want to say goodbye to me. Was so offended by my comment, did not want to talk to me. So it was probably one of the worst
dates. That is the worst.
We're still together. I'm just kidding.
Wait, what?
Never a second date, obviously.
So how long did you guys sit there in silence before it was over?
I would say about 15 minutes, but it felt like 15 hours.
And then were you just like, okay, well, I'm going to go.
The check came, and then here's the thing. He still paid. I was going to pay because I did not want him to pay because we had a bad date.
Yeah.
But I was honestly just so, when he offered, I was like, yeah, fine. I don't even waste my money.
Right.
I already wasted my time. So, yeah, and the way he said it, too, was like, I got it. That was the only thing he said to me. And that was because we, had to talk about it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when we left, he wasn't even going. He was just going to walk right by me. I went, well, it's great meeting you. And he was like, yeah.
Oh.
Yep. So,
wow.
Don't worry, ladies. There's still gentlemen out there. Find your knight in shining armor on Bumble.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's like mine are kind of small ones leading up to a big one. That was just dropped. That's a big thing.
Dakota, I've had some pretty rough dates.
That's insane.
P.S. I'm single.
Yeah, P.S. I'm also single, so hit me up. Okay, let's talk about this other one. So I took this girl to a celebrity type of party, and it was fun. I was also pretty young.
How old were you?
I was probably, around the same age.
This is the same girl.
Same girl, yeah. Same girl. I kind of have them like grouped together, so you'll know who you are when you're watching, because I'll have like three examples of you. Anyway, so I went to this party and it was great. It was so much fun. We run into this girl that I ghosted at the party. So like,
hold on a second, Dakota T. Jones, you ghosted someone?
This is the only time in my life that I've ghosted somebody.
Okay, before you continue the story, I think all of us need to hear your ghosting story first. Quickly, preface
okay,
it.
Prep. Okay, that. So basically, there was this girl, and I liked her. Like, she was cool and everything.
He doesn't like her.
I did like her.
The way you're saying it is literally, I did like her. You're not saying like, I liked her. He was cool. That's like, he wasn't cool. I did not like her.
Okay, well, the thing is, like, I really did like her for, like, a good 2 weeks, right?
Oh, wow. Long time.
We liked each other. It was cool and everything.
Did it get serious?
No. But I was like, okay, cool. I like her. And then she became super duper clingy. At this age, we were really young, and I was kind of like, I'm just looking for, like, a girlfriend. Like, I don't know what you're wanting here.
Marriage.
And, yeah. And so this girl, other girl came back into my life, the girl who I was talking about, like, that I went on dates. She came back into my life. She was, like, OG girl I had always wanted to be with ever since I was really little. And so I was like, okay, well, this girl is kind of becoming too much. This girl's back in my life, and she actually is ready for me now. So what I did was it got too much, so I just kind of, like, stopped talking to this other girl and kind of, like, I feel bad. It was rude. I pushed her away. I was young. Give me a break.
Did you literally push her away?
No, I did not. But anyway, I just kind of, like, you know, bye, like, just kind of ghost. And then we run into her at this party, and I'm with this new girl, and we're, like, you know, got our arms around each other. We're, like, excited to be together, and, yeah, we're going to dip our tea bags a little more. But, yeah, so it was awkward. It was very awkward. Hey, you haven't been answering my messages.
No. Yeah. No, she did not say that. Shut up. What did you say?
I was like,
you've been busy. You've been busy. Typical. Typical response when you've ignored someone. Oh, I didn't see all of your text messages. Yeah. I've been busy
with her. Like, you know what I mean? It was awkward. And then I had to, like, kind of say, I'm sorry. Like, I like her now. It was a weird deal. But at the same party, I was trying to get away from the girl I ghosted. So I took her. And they said, you know, it was a mansion. They were like, explore the rooms, like, go see all the cool stuff.
Ooh.
It was awesome. So I was like, let's go explore. So we're walking, and we open up this door to a bedroom, and I saw this underage girl I knew kind of messing around with, like, some 35-year-old man. It was bad. It was bad.
So I did not see that coming.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
And at this point, I was just trying to get over losing my sister at the amusement park. Like, I was trying to, like, oh, I'm going to take her to a mansion. Like, it's going to be cool. No sisters to lose, you know. No.
Wow. Did that also put a damper on this date?
It did a little bit. But, like, honestly, the girl I was with at the time, she's so chill and so, like, she thought everything was funny. So she's like, this is hilarious. Like, we're at this mansion. She's, like, a country girl.
Aww.
And so she thought it was cool that she was going to this, like, mansion, and that I was, like, taking her, and, like, there was a little bit of drama, and there was some, you know, stuff going on in this room. And she was just cracking up. Like, no matter where we turned, something happened.
Yeah.
So it almost turned out to be a good date for her. Like, she had a blast, and I dropped her off at home at the end, and she was like, I had so much fun. And I was like, good, because that was a disaster. But it was fun. But, yeah, I don't know exactly what happened to that girl. I hope she's all right, but, like,
dang. I love that your stories have, like, a positive twist, whereas mine are, like, these people are terrible.
It was crazy. I was, like, I don't know. And then this other one that's really quick. I basically, this was not too long ago, like, maybe, like, 4 years ago. I was with this girl, and it was our first date, and it was exciting and new and everything, and I take her to get ice cream, and we found out we didn't really have as much in common with each other. So, like,
ooh,
we were sitting in my car eating ice cream very awkwardly,
rough.
Like, good ice cream, huh? Like, it was so awkward. I literally turned the car on to, like, take her back home. I pull into oncoming traffic. Like,
Dakota.
I take the wrong exit and literally go, like, into oncoming traffic.
Wow. That's dangerous.
It was
dangerous. Live life on the edge.
I did. And she was like, what is happening? And I was like, I'm sorry. But it was awkward.
See, I've never had that happen to me. I did have the typical, like cheap date,
mm-hmm.
where I found this guy at Trader Joe's. We met, like, really, like, organically.
Oh,
you know,
organic.
Well, actually, he worked there. He thought I was cute. He asked for my number. I was like, I thought he was cute too, so we went out. He ends up inviting me to go to the movies. We met at, like, 10 p.m
mm-hmm.
He told me he was walking there, so I thought he must live, like, you know, around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We get there, We go inside, we sit down. As soon as we sit down, he goes and leaves and gets like a soda and doesn't ask if I want anything, which was fine. I still didn't think too much of it, even though looking back, I'm like, you know, like maybe, you know, just ask. Didn't it be nice?
Yeah.
But then he came back with his soda, offered me some. I was like, no, thank you. And then he was wearing a hoodie. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden he started like reaching into his hoodie for something. I'm like, oh, I wonder what he's getting. He brought, I kid you not, a full bag of microwavable popcorn.
Stop.
All popped that he brought from home and then walked over to the theater. And because, you know, microwavable popcorn doesn't go in your hoodie, he had difficulty getting it out. So I suggested, oh, try popping it first. So he popped it, took some out, and then he was like, do you want some? I'm like, I'm good. Thank you. Here's the thing, guys. I get it. You know, movie theater popcorn is expensive. Candy's expensive. But I won't go past bringing in candy.
Yeah.
Like, I'll bring M&Ms in all day long. Yeah, but popcorn? Like, stop it.
Like, pre-popped? Like, obviously, right? But like...
Like, what are you doing? And then it went downhill from there. So, we watched the movie. He made, like, awkward jokes. It's I love people's commentary when they're funny. But when they're not, it's like, just watch the movie. Yeah. We're watching The Witch, which I don't know if you've seen it. It's a pretty messed up movie. No, I don't recommend it on a first date. Especially a bad first date. And then the movie finished and I was ready to go. It's midnight. I want to go home. I didn't think we clicked that well.
Yeah.
And so I went to go like sit up. And you and you're like about to sit, but you see the other person about to stand and the other person next to you is not about to. So you sink back down.
Awkward.
And then he proceeded to try to have like a 20-minute conversation with me in the theater. I said multiple times, hey, I really got to go. Hey, I have to be up early. He just wasn't getting it. Finally, he got it. And we went to walk to my, he walked me to my car. And then this is where I learned it's not always good to be polite because sometimes people don't know the rules of being polite.
Yeah.
So I asked him, because he walked, hey, yeah. Do you want a ride home?
Oh, no.
To which I thought, just once, he'd politely decline. Just once, oh, no, it's okay. He immediately hopped on board. I will admit, it is my fault, guys. Yeah. I know I offered, but I honestly thought he'd say no. So we get in the car. I remember a song from like 50 Shades of Grey came on. Not like a sexy song, okay. Like just a normal song. But yeah. He saw, because it shows my music in my car, what it was playing. He's like, ooh, 50 Shades of Grey. And I'm like, yeah, I like the song. So then we drive. By the way, he's like 4 miles away.
Oh.
Like he walked 4 miles with microwavable popcorn in his hoodie. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we get to his apartment and I'm ready to drop him off. Like, bye. He continues to talk. For another 25 minutes. Multiple times, he's like, oh, you wanna pull in my driveway? Oh, you wanna come? No, I don't. I actually really wanna leave.
Yeah, I gotta get up early. Like,
right? I really gotta go. And so I kept saying, I really gotta go. I'm so sorry. I really have to go. Let's do this again, whatever. And then I thought, maybe if I make a very specific like plan, he'll get out of my car.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? This was so much fun. Let's do this again. Maybe on Saturday or something. And then it clicked with him. He's like, oh, yeah, great. So, yeah, this sounds good. I thought he'd get out. He didn't.
No.
Sat in my car, and he tried leaning in for a kiss, to which I was, like, body language said, no. Hell no. My body language literally facing forward, hands on the steering wheel, staring, like, bye. Like, I didn't even look at him that long when I said bye, and I looked forward.
Oh.
He reached in three times. He leaned in three times to kiss me, and then I was like, I can't. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then he tried a fourth time, and I pecked him, you guys. I felt so pressured to get him out of my car because it was so awkward. And that, here's the thing. Like, that was, like, 21-year-old Renee.
Yeah.
Like, 23-year-old 2 years later, I've learned I would never do that again. But I remember feeling so just, like, how do I get him out of my car? So I kissed him.
Aw. I hate that for you, though, because that's honestly, because, like, as a girl, as a girl, you don't want to kiss someone. You shouldn't have to. So the fact that you felt like you had to, that sucks.
He wouldn't get out of my car.
This guy would not get out of your car.
Get out of my car. Like, what do you say? Like, I honestly, like, at this point in my life, I literally would have said, please get out of my car.
Yeah.
Honestly. I don't care. I was so polite throughout the night.
Yeah.
I was young. I was a little more, I mean, you know, when you're a little more shy about things. I hadn't, like, dated a lot up until that point. And I was just starting to get into the scene. And it was just, like, not.
Yeah.
No.
By the way, guys, we are going to open up a line for you guys to be able to call and to give us a story about your crazy dates. So we're going to display the number here at the bottom of the screen. And whenever we see a call come in, we are going to be happy to take it because I want to know some other people's crazy stories.
It's Heck yeah. Be fun.
Okay, so this other date was with the same girl that I drove into oncoming traffic with. I don't like scary things. I don't watch scary movies. I don't go to haunted houses. I don't do any of that. She invites me to go with her and her friends to a haunted corn maze. So literally corn.
I think everyone knows what a corn maze is.
Like, yeah. And then, like, people pop out and scare you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Corn. Okay? So I'm minding my business, trying to, like, be all tough and cool and everything. We hadn't even made it into the maze yet, okay? We were still at the ticket booth. And they had people walking around trying to scare people while they were buying tickets. I was so jumpy. This guy went, whoa. Like, he stood behind me. I took my date, and I pushed her towards him and sacrificed. Like, I felt so embarrassed. It was, like, my first reaction. Like, I was like, oh, shoot, take her. Like, don't
you
take me.
You pushed her into the guy?
I mean, I just kind of went, oh, like that. And just, like, my first reaction was, like, to push or something. And, like, the guy just caught her and was like, bro, what the heck? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And, like, she didn't talk to me for the rest of the night. It was really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Wow. See, that's the first date I think you've mentioned that, like, really went wrong.
Like, that went wrong. Like,
did you go out again after that?
Yeah, we did. But then it didn't work out, so it was fine. But, like, I just felt bad because that's not who I am at all. I think when I get scared, the first thing I either do is just, like, sometimes my friends will just pop around the corner and scare me, and I'll just, like delayed reaction, then just, like, push them. Like, I don't know. It's, like, a weird thing.
It's good to know about you. Yeah, I'm don't never scare me. Going in any, I'm never going to be in any risky situation
no.
with you.
But, like, of course, like, I want to protect people as well, but, like, at that time, like, I was seeing this weird scarecrow with a without a head, like, coming after me. Like, my reaction was, like, oh, shoot, like, to push something, and, like, there was a bunch of people around, and of course the one person I pushed was my date, and it was very awkward.
Way to go, Dakota.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I will say I did one bad thing on a bad day once.
Okay,
so your date didn't, you made it bad, but I was on a bad date and I made it worse. I did something. So I was on a date with this guy. It was like a Tumblr date. It was a Tinder date.
I'm like Tumblr
and,
date.
And, you know, Tumblr date. So this was for my 7 dates in 7 days. Again, basically I went out with this guy who I found last minute because I wanted to commit to the blog post, found him. I was like, but I felt weird about it because for some reason, I swear, I listened to your gut. I just had a bad feeling about it, so I made my friend Christine come with me to the date and sit at, like, a bar stool, like, a few seats over.
Super, like, spy. Like, I love that.
So he was, first of all, he was late, so she was just far away, and then he showed up, and I would not stop touching me, my leg, my arm, everything. He was kind of like trapping me into the bar area. I felt uncomfortable. I even verbally stated my discomfort. I said to him, hey, I really don't like to be touched. A true sentence I said. And like, not no further explanation. And he said, it's good to get out of your comfort zone. And I was like, oh, hell no.
Creeper.
So what I ended up doing was I then freaked out further because I thought my friend Christine was leaving, but she turns out, so we came up with the like hidden cue that if I started scratching my head, it meant that I wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. What she thought I said for our hidden cue is that if I scratch my head, pretend to leave and I'll come after you. So when I scratched my head and I saw Christine walking out the door, I panicked. So I immediately went, Christine, just like that, and pretended that I was like, oh, I know her from my acting class. That's so crazy. She's here, right? And then we talked for a little bit, and then I started to really panic because he still was just touching me. So then I started fake crying and told him that I really needed to see my therapist. And I left.
You did not.
And here's the thing, guys. I don't mean fake crying where, like, oh, she's obviously lying. Like, I committed to that. I got tears. I was fake crying. I said, I need to talk to my therapist. I don't feel good right now. I need to leave. And I left. And he texted me later that night. And he was not. First, he was concerned. Like, did that just happen? And then he said some mean things. But luckily, if you're paranoid like I am, you just give them your Google number. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yep.
So, like, he was upset afterwards.
Yeah, but, like, it was one date, and you
what
were weird.
What a
stop
weirdo.
Stop touching me.
That's so weird. Like, don't touch you. Oh, that's
right? Weird. Personal space. It's so called awkward. A personal bubble. And if someone tells you, hey, don't touch me. Hey, I don't want to be touched. Like, maybe take a hint.
Yeah. That's like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, that turns some people on, and I'm like, you guys are creepers.
Like okay, good for you.
That's not okay. That's not cool. One of the stories that I tell sometimes, I'm moving on to, like, my most recent ex.
Ooh, so if any get into of you the know, dirt, guys.
Yeah, this is the one that's the most recent. I haven't been with someone in a long time since then because I just was, like, tired of the bull.
Fair.
So these next few examples, you know who you are. But basically, she was really upset, and I kind of don't blame her. We were going to, like, the Descanso Gardens, which is, like, a really pretty place to take photos and stuff. And
by the Instagram?
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of. But, like, at this point, it was just like, oh, we're just going to go. I'm going to meet her grandma there for the first time. We're going to have fun. We're going to hang out and take some photos. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think about it. And I had just came the night before from a Demi Lovato concert. So my favorite, I love you, Demi. I wore a Demi Lovato concert t-shirt to the place. And she was so appalled that, like, I wore another woman on my shirt the day that I was meeting her grandma and the day that we were taking photos. I didn't think a thing about it. I was like, I just came from a cool concert. So she was so mad that in all the nice photos we took, she edited out Demi's face in all of our photos.
Why would you wear a Demi Lovato t-shirt to that?
Because maybe, I don't know. I think I was just, I didn't think about it. I was like, I'm going to wear this shirt that I just bought. I spent a good amount of money on this shirt. I'm going to wear it. Like,
so funny.
I was, you know, the day afterwards, you're like, I want to sport the shirt that I just bought. You know, like, I just went to this concert. I want people to ask me about it.
No. I look Demi Lovato.
Yeah. It didn't work out very well, but she did literally spend so much time editing out Demi's face. It was like a huge Demi Lovato face that was there. Like, with her album cover where she's like this.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
With, like, the sparkles on her. Whatever. So, like, she edited out Demi's face and everything. And I got to give it to her. She knew what she was doing when she edited. Like, the photos looked great, but
I would have done the same thing, Dakota. To be frank with you, I would not have wanted that in my photos. I would have 100% have edited Demi Lovato's face out. And I love Demi. Huge fan. Can't wait for her new album.
Tell me you love me. Coming out September 29th.
I only keep track with T Swizzle right now. November 10th, guys. Check it out.
November 10th for Taylor. September, I think, 26th or 29th for Demi. But I get it. Afterwards, I was like, okay, my bad. Like, I'll take the L for that one. Like, I get it, okay? But this was just,
what,
like,
does taking the L mean?
Taking the loss.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. I'm not very caught up with slang, and I've been hearing this a lot recently, and I've just kind of been, like, going with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I decided to finally ask. You know when you just kind of go with something until you're like, I need to just know what the people are talking about.
Right. That's something that happened to me when I was texting my friend a long time ago. I think I was texting my cousin. I was really young, and she put G to G. And I'm like, what does that mean? And she says, gotta go. And I'm like, okay, I know you gotta go, but, like, tell me what that means.
Yeah.
And she was like, got to go. And I was like, can you just tell me what it means before you gotta go? You know? Yeah. And it was just like, it happens. You just play along until you can't play along anymore.
100%. That happened to me with, actually, I got shoes. These, like, pointed flats. And my co-host at Clever was like, oh, hey, where'd you get those shoes from? And I'm like, guess. And she goes, really, Renee? Because she thought I was telling her to guess where I got my shoes from. But they were from Guess. Shout out to you.
Guess. Like, no, I don't want to guess. Like, I want to know.
Tell me. We're busy. We're working.
Right?
But guess.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I've also been kind of in the wrong as well. Not even on a bat. But this wasn't a date, you guys. Most of my embarrassing stories come from me, like, pursuing a guy. Mm. I have no game. I had no game at one point. Now I think, like, I'm okay. I'm okay at dating.
You've got some game.
I'm a fun person. But, like, back in the day, like, I couldn't even, like, talk to guys very well. So I remember I was in high school, and I used to go to this frozen yogurt place all the time.
Yeah.
When I say all the time, I mean I went, like, probably 4 to 5 times a week. I'm not kidding. Oh my gosh. Wish I was, but I'm not. So I went there. I huge crush on this guy that worked there, and I thought he liked me because we'd always make eye contact. He memorized my order. I'm like, that's right. Put a ring on it. You know what I mean? So one day I went with a group of my friends to the frozen yogurt place, and I asked one of my guy friends to give him my number because I was too chicken to. I couldn't do it. And all my friends were pressuring me too, so I had my guy friend give him my number, and that same day, I lost my phone. So, you know, logically, I was like, oh, I had, like, a replacement phone for the meantime, with a new number and everything, and I was like, well, like, how is he going to text me if I have a new number? So I should give him my new number again, like, just to make, you know, just so I don't miss a text message. So, kid you not, a few days later, I had another guy friend give it to him again. Spoiler alert, he did not text me. And years down the road, my friend actually saw him at a party. And somehow he remembered me, or I was brought up. And turns out at the time he did have a girlfriend. Mm. But on top of that, do you know how he remembered me?
How?
The girl who always stared at him. So maybe we weren't making eye contact. Perhaps he just caught my eye when I was just full on staring at him.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So if you guys want any dating advice, let me know.
Yeah, let her know. She's really good at making sure people like her as well, like before she goes after them. That is amazing. Like, yeah. Oh, you know, he probably texted me. I'm going to be a good person.
Give my new number again.
It would be awkward if he texted and I didn't answer.
My actual thought process. I'm like, I know he likes me. Like 100%.
Oh
no,
my
Renee.
Gosh.
Nope,
that's
he
hilarious.
Didn't.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, this one, I will, just in case this ex is watching, this wasn't you. This was before. I just wrote it in the wrong spot on my notes, so chill. basically, there was this one girl I was with a long time ago, and she, for some reason, thought I would be stupid enough to believe her. She pretended that she had the flu for a month because she was probably like kind of realizing she didn't want to be with me anymore. So instead of like breaking it off, she had the flu for a month. So we weren't able to like kiss, or we weren't able to really hang out much because she didn't want to infect me, of course, you know, being the good person she was. And so, yeah, I was like, oh, okay. And then after like a week, you know, 3 weeks later went by, I'm like, okay, like you're not sick, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so it's Thanksgiving, right? I'm in the giving spirit. I'm excited. I'm like, you know what? We've been through some stuff, but I'm thankful for her. So I text her, and I'm like, I am so thankful for you. Happy Thanksgiving. To which she breaks up with me over text on Thanksgiving after I tell her that I'm thankful for her.
What did she say?
Yeah, it's not really going to work out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving, too?
Yeah, on Thanksgiving. I mean, in her defense, like, I did say, like, hey, look, something's weird, like, you know, what's going on? Just tell me.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I want to meet up in, like, a couple days. I'm like, I don't have a couple days. Like, we need to know now. So I kind of, like, pressured her to tell me that.
Yeah,
but, like, literally right after I told her I was thankful for her, she broke up with me over text.
That's rough.
Yeah.
But I think I can beat your breakup story.
Oh, okay.
Okay, guys. I was in a little bit of a long-distance relationship with a guy who I knew was not mature enough and also could not commit. Like, he could not commit to anything. He still lived at home. He got overwhelmed really easily. He had an ex-girlfriend who he thought he was going to marry, but after a week with her in Mexico, he got so overwhelmed he, like, needed space and, like, couldn't handle being around her for a while. Like, you know, calm down. It's fine.
Yeah.
So that should have been a red flag to me, but I was like, no. I'm different, as we all say to ourselves.
We all think that.
So we were long distance for a while. We did meet in person when he was in LA and he lived in Canada. So when we were going back and forth, where there were issues every time we went back and forth, but finally the last time when I went to Canada, this was the longest time we had spent together. We were staying at an Airbnb together. Like, this was a lot of time, and I could tell he was kind of shutting down.
Yeah.
I went for Easter, and I was broken up with the day before Easter because he wanted to, he wished he could take things slower with me. And I literally said, I'm like, we can't. We're long distance. It's either we're together or we're apart for months at a time. Like, there's not an in between. And I could tell he was overwhelmed and he didn't know how to handle it. Whatever. He's a kid. Anyways, I had to spend Easter with him and his family the next day. And they didn't know we were broken up. And it was the most awkward Easter dinner. It was 4.5 hours long.
Oh, my gosh.
First time meeting his family. And they were the type of family that has, like, long moments of silence.
Mm-hmm.
And then when someone did strike up a conversation, it wasn't anything anyone should ever care about. We legitimately had a 20-minute conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
Where they were trying to figure out what holiday was in every month. Like, they were like, January, what's January? New Year's. It's New Year's. Mm. And they'd go through every month like that. Another time, my ex, there was a long silence, and he goes, I wonder how they did the drywall up there, like on their ceiling. So I think, honestly, at the end of the day, I dodged a bullet, but it was definitely rough, and I, like, didn't know how to handle
it.
Yeah, so if you, and I still have to spend another 3 days with him. So that's my probably worst breakup story.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Because you were, like, stuck with him.
I was, like, actually stuck, and I didn't know what to do. And I also kind of felt the same way he was, in the sense of, like, we weren't clicking that well on that trip, and it didn't feel right. But at the same time, I'm someone who just loves beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I can make it work. No. And so it did not. Yeah, that was awful.
Gosh, that's awful. Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, there's still time for you to call in if you'd like. The number is 424-253-0504 if you want to call in and let us know a crazy dating story. So whenever I moved to California, before I moved here, there was a girl that I really liked, and we said we were going to wait for each other. We promised, like, we don't know if it's going to work out, but, like, we're going to wait for each other. And when I moved here, I found someone that I really liked, and went for that, and she got married. So that was awkward. That's a little story for the books, but it just goes to show you, when you're young, you think, oh my gosh, I'm in love, like, I'm gonna be with this person, and then they get married.
I get that. I mean, there's so many people who I once liked this one guy who I used to like watch on. He was like a comedian that like I had a crush on, and I thought like we were perfect together, but he was too old for me. Mm. He was like it was the biggest age gap I've ever had in a relationship, and we literally did not click or have anything in common. Like I remember one time we were getting drinks and he was like, "Yeah, I remember when I saw Signs in theaters." And I was like, "Oh, I saw it way after it came out.
Oh
it came out.
Oh, my gosh.
Little things like that. It was so awkward. But I remember thinking in my head at the time, like, it's crazy when you're young, you don't even, you know, think twice. And you're like, no, this is meant to be. It was not meant to be.
Oh, my gosh. How old were you?
Okay, I was 21. It wasn't a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But still, okay, honestly, though, guys, like, 21, even though it was 2 years ago, it feels like a long time ago because you do so much growing in your 20s.
Yeah.
That it's crazy to me how I handled situations then versus how I would have handled situations now. I just think I've learned a lot from it. But going back to, like, my mindset just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how it's so different. I there were so many guys. That was actually my big thing where, like, I would start liking guys who I just, like, did not click with, did not have anything in common with. But I was like, this will work.
This is going to work.
He's cute. And sometimes I laugh at his jokes. And I'm like, Renee, no. The Canadian I dated was not funny at all. I remember he used to text me. He was one of those people that said meow instead of now all the time, every time he said now.
That would get old.
What do you mean? Yeah. Yep. So things like that, I just, like, did not have the right taste.
Yeah. You're like, you know what? I love cats, but, like, let's get over the meow. Let's get over the meow.
Exactly.
One time I kissed one of my best friend's sister.
Ooh.
At, like, a party in front of him. Like, my friend was there, and his sister was sitting beside me, and we kissed, and I thought at the time I liked her, but then as it didn't work out, time went on, it was fine. And then months later, we're like still like texting every blue moon.
She
moved on like with this other guy who lives way the heck far away, a long distance relationship. And I just said, wow, I really think that's awesome. Like, I could never do a long distance relationship. Like, I just couldn't do it. And she texts me saying that I was trying to sabotage her relationship. And how dare me kiss her whenever she was with this other guy. I'm like, you were not with this other guy until months later. She was, like, super mad at me because she said I was, like, making it hard for their relationship because, like, I guess she probably still liked me. But it was just ridiculous. Like, literally, like, we had a moment. You know, it didn't work out. We moved on. And then 10 months, like 7 months later, she bottles all this up and then just, like, attacks me. And it was hilarious. Like,
that's so weird. I hate when people do things like that. That reminds me of, you know how they ask the question, like, can guys and girls be friends?
Mm-hmm.
I totally think that they can as long as there's not tension between them.
Mm.
And but here's the problem. Sometimes it's one-sided tension. Like, I've had guy friends that for an example, I had one guy friend who, we'll call him Jamie. So Jamie was a really close friend of mine, but when we first became friends, he liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like him. So when he was, like, pursuing me, I distanced myself. We didn't talk for a little bit. Not to be mean. I literally, we just, like, it wasn't, there was no falling out. Like, I just distanced myself. And then he got in a relationship, and somehow our paths crossed again, and I'm like, this is perfect. He has a girlfriend. We can finally just be friends without it being weird.
Yeah.
Fast forward a year later. So we had been talking kind of sporadically, as a lot of, you know, friendships can be. And I remember, like, he got really weird about our communication, where, like, he would call me late at night and nothing weird. But then I would call him sometimes, like, I don't know, 10:30, whatever.
Yeah.
Like 10:30, maybe 11, like the latest 11, or I text him at 11:30. I text my friends at all hours, like, sorry, welcome to being my friend.
Yeah.
and I never thought anything of it because to me this meant nothing. It never felt guilty. I just never felt weird about it until one day he told me that his current girlfriend, they were on and off, was getting very, like, jealous of me talking to him. I'm like, that's so funny because, like, I've never, you know, felt that way for you, and I've also tried to invite her places. She's never wanted to come. I've always wanted to put us all together. And fast forward, she ended up, after that conversation, I stopped texting at night. Like, I was very good about that. But I called him one time at, like, 8 in the morning because he works at 9, thinking nothing of it. I'm like, this is fine. Like, what would I be calling for about in the morning? I get a paragraph, a long paragraph from his girlfriend, with whom I've never spoken to, basically telling me, like, these are the rules of our relationship and you can't do this. And you're mean words. I've never met her. I've never done it. It was crazy to me. And so you just never know. I don't know what he was telling her. Like, I do think maybe he still liked me, and that's why there were...
Yeah.
He was
problems.
Yeah, maybe he was just trying to keep it secretive, but it was just like a shady situation, man.
Oh my gosh, that is so shady.
Right? I like, didn't know how to handle it. Like, yeah. Sometimes you just never know what people are feeling inside and what they're bottling up, and then when it all comes out, right. You're like, oh, I'm Renee, by the way. Never met you.
I never met you. Oh my gosh, that so happened to me the other day, because the same girl, I went to my friend's house to pick up my friend, and this girl and the guy were there, and so I parked behind this said boyfriend's car to like wait for my friend to come out. So the boyfriend comes out and he's like loading stuff up in his car to go to the beach.
Yeah.
And he doesn't live in this country, so he never met me, but he like was jealous of me and like doesn't like me or whatever. Yeah. He tried to send me like a Facebook message like saying to back off, and I'm like, I literally haven't talked to her in a long time.
Isn't that crazy how that happens? You're like, what am I doing?
I'm like, I've never met you. Like,
not a threat to your relationship.
Right. I get that I'm cool and everything, but like, you know, so I was like, okay, whatever. So he comes out and he looks at me, and he's like, and then
no.
And then I look at him, and I'm like, what's up? And, like, my windows rolled up, so I didn't talk to him. I wasn't going to waste my breath. So, like, I just, like, saw that he was needing to back out, so I just pulled my car, like, up to the side of the road and, like, got away from him or whatever. He runs inside, apparently, my friend says, and, like, panicked. Like, and the girlfriend's like, what are you doing? Like, why is he here? Like, it was like a big deal, and I'm over here sitting in the car. I'm so glad I looked so good that day. I was like, cool, whatever. So it was hilarious. So the way that it all came about. But lastly, before we move on, I want to say that this actually happened not too long ago. Whenever I was at this job, I switched shifts with this girl because I was like, you know what? She needs this day off. Like, I'm going to do this for her. I really like her. We are really clicking, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, how are you? Type of thing. So we switched shifts, and I'm working for her. I check her Snapchat, and I covered her shift so she could hang out with some... I don't know. She was smoking weed with some shirtless guy. And, like, for any of you who know me, like, that's not my thing. Like, that's not my thing. Like, yeah. I don't do drugs or anything. So I was like, if someone does drugs, I'm like, okay, that's like a, what is that thing called? Like a red flag or like a cutoff, like a deciding factor.
A deal breaker.
Deal breaker. So it was a deal breaker. I was like, you know what? Like, I'd rather not, you know, because I don't want to be around, like, the smoke and everything. So I was, like, thinking she's, like, this good girl because I'm, like, a Christian and I'm, like, wanting to wait till marriage and everything. So I'm, like, I'm going to, like, find this good girl. I thought she was a good girl. And then literally I'm at work covering her shift because I thought we were going to be together and see her Snapchat of her, like, smoking weed with some shirtless guy. I honestly wasn't even mad. I just started laughing because I'm, like, of course this would happen.
That's crazy. I once liked a guy who I thought he liked me, and then I found out he, no joke, was dating my parents' friend's friend who is married.
Shoot. Let's just like, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna.
So, you know, you never know. And it's funny. Life is just very funny sometimes.
It's very funny. Almost so funny where it's not funny. but we're gonna move on to some good dates. We'll give like maybe 2-3 examples really quick before we move on to like expectations for the future. So good dates, I don't know, like my first kiss was like kind of awkward because it was like in this little, like in a dog house. Like there was like, it was a kennel, like there
you
was
dogs.
You can't
say that
and
nonchalantly.
And like, we were just like, you know what? Like
you were in
we
a dog like, house?
Yeah. We had to like sneak away. So we like went off to this dog house and like we kissed in the dog house. I thought it was romantic. But like kissing on
so
the rooftop,
romantic.
Watching stars, you know, like that kind of stuff. You know, four-wheeling into the woods, like ATVing into the woods and like having a picnic in the middle of the woods. Like,
yeah.
It's very romantic. Those are kind of some of my things. Long walk on the beach. I know that sounds like super like stereotypical, but like it actually was really nice.
Aww.
So there's like a few. I have more bad examples than good examples, but
right.
What's going on with you? What
good dates. Okay. Well, one of them had a sad turn. So I found this guy again. Seven days. This is Mr. Unexpected. We had an amazing time. I thought he was funny. He thought I was funny. We clicked in a lot of ways. And we had 2 really great dates. I ended up giving him my real number, which doesn't happen a lot. And then he got back together with his bikini model ex-girlfriend, who was like his college sweetheart. I only know this because I'm creepy and I stalk them online. So
it's
just,
okay. I do,
you know,
too.
To be fair. And then other good dates, just, you know, anytime, honestly, like it's not even a specific like setting. I've never had this romantic experience where I was just blown away, like with candles and whatever.
Yeah.
It's always when if someone can make me laugh and we just have so much fun, like that's what I care about.
Laughing,
like,
is amazing.
If you make me laugh and like we have a great time, that's all. Actually, just laughing is having a great time.
Yeah.
Like I want for me, the best dates have been when we're doing something so simple, but it's like everything. Like, I would want to do nothing more than just like sit at this table for hours. Right. Like, that's like ideal.
Sit at this table, Renee?
This table right here.
We have an announcement. We are together.
Sorry, guys. Oh, you may have seen our couple photo on Dakota's Instagram.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That was so funny. Oh, my gosh. I love that photo. But yeah, like, I feel like if someone could make you laugh, like, that is something for me. I'm like, okay, I will treat you right forever. Like,
right?
We will be together forever. And the funny thing is like, I get that I have faults. Like, I'm not going to be sitting here and be like, oh, all these girls, it's all their fault.
I'm perfect.
No, I am not perfect. Yeah. But let me tell you what, like, if you get me, like, if we are together, I will treat you so good and give you so much love and attention. And that's where it makes a turn, because I give so much love and attention and affection. And then in return, they kind of take advantage of that. And they're like, oh, okay, well, he's always going to be here. And they stop caring, or they stop trying to present themselves nicely, or they just stop caring, or they just decide that they're just going to, like, play backseat, you know what I mean? Like, they just kind of take the backseat of the relationship, thinking, I don't have to do anything because Dakota's always going to be here.
Here's what I've learned. The biggest lesson I think I've learned for anyone entering a relationship, dating, even in friendships, is you teach people the way you want to be treated. So the second you realize you are being mistreated, you need to say something about it. You need to stand up for yourself, or you need to just not accept that kind of behavior, because truly, we can be the sweetest person. We can do all these nice things for people. But if we, in return, let them walk all over us, it's not even their fault. Like, we are letting them do that. You know what I'm saying?
So they get used to it.
They get used to it. They think nothing of it. I'm sure there's a friend or someone in your life who maybe has done something for you. Let's take our mothers, for instance. Like, when our moms, dads, family members, whatever, do nice things for us our whole lives, we, even though we still appreciate it, we almost don't think twice about it when they do something. It's the same, like, we teach people the way we want to be treated outside of family, with our friends, with our partners, et cetera.
Yeah. I totally agree, because they kind of get used to it, and they're like, oh, cool, like, this is just going to be a thing, and they don't have to work hard for it. But then again, I don't want to play the game and be, like, a douche, and then, like...
Definitely not. Just...
It's a happy medium.
Totally. Just, I mean, I've definitely been there where, like, I was putting in more into the relationship. Even take the Canadian one, for instance. Like, when I went to Canada, I walked to a grocery store and made him dinner, and I don't even cook. I made him his favorite meal. I bought him his favorite candy. I put on, like, the fireplace on the TV. I played his favorite John Mayer on the my computer, because I knew it was his favorite. So many, like, small things. We were supposed to send packages back and forth in the mail, and he suggested it. I was the only one that followed through. He'd get me a like, little things like that you have to, like, remember and that's when you need to be like, whoa, I'm not being treated right. But a lot of the times we get lost in relationships, and we keep trying to make it work, which is why I feel so many relationships fail, but why they also last so long and why they're so bad for so long.
Right. I have a friend who's in that right now, and, like, it's just like, I'm like, you got to get out of this, because I know it's been a long time, but it's going to be a lot longer of a time, and then you're going to get married and you're going to be like, what am I doing with this person?
Yeah.
So it's scary. It's like a scary road to go down. But, like, expectations for the future. I was with someone, the last person I was with, she really, like, did exactly what I said, like, took advantage of my niceness and kind of just took for granted and thought, oh, I don't have to do anything. Like, I can just let him, you know, do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like 10 months of that. Like, I was just like, we're going to make this work. Like, I really thought I loved her.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, I she didn't love me for me. She didn't appreciate my career choice. She didn't want me to be an actor. So she didn't, like, she fell in love with who she thought I was.
Yeah.
And then whenever she found out who I was, she liked parts of it, but didn't love, you know, like, love me. Like,
totally.
So I finally was like, I got to get out of this. So if anything, like, I want someone who's going to be excited for my career, someone who I'm going to be able to give the world to, but also it's a happy medium. It's a two-way street. Like,
totally.
I don't want to be like, I need someone to give it to me. I just need someone to meet me in the middle. Like,
yeah.
I don't even care. Like, meet me, like, almost to the middle, and I'll take that extra little bit. I don't care, but, like, give me something to work with.
Completely agree. I would love someone. I just want someone that's, like, my best friend, who challenges me, who supports me, and ultimately just, like, keeps trying. Because they say, you know, if you keep doing what you've been doing since day one, you'll never break up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I completely agree. I think a lot of the times relationships end because people stop trying. And I'm a firm believer, like, just keep things fresh, keep it going. Yeah. So, yeah, I think ultimately we all just want, like, our partner to be our best friend.
Definitely, yeah. Do you ever have, this is really weird, but do you ever have, like, any dreams about your exes?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You kidding me? Especially when you're, like, getting over them. You're like, why?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so many, like, random dreams about exes, about, like, just people I used to have crushes on. Like, I just think my subconscious just wants to torture me.
I know. And the thing is like, it's not bad dreams. It's not, like, dirty dreams. Like, we're just hanging out, or we're, you know, some of the dates that I mentioned, like, we're just hanging out, like, by the waterfall or yeah. whatever. You know, like, because we went out, we took the ATVs, and we're, like, by this waterfall. Or last night I had a dream about one of my exes, and I was just like, it sucks because, like, in the dream, it's almost like the good parts of them. And then mm-hmm. you wake up and you're like, well, I'm not with them anymore. Like, I'm not with anybody. Like,
yeah.
But it's weird. It's weird how dreams work. But no, but I think that we are those types of people. I feel like we're very similar in the fact that we are givers. Like, we want to give
Absolutely.
Them the world.
I'm a Cancer, too. So I'm, like, sensitive.
You're,
and
like, sensitive. Yeah. So we just want someone to reciprocate and give Absolutely. Us something back. Then it's something that we'll get someday, but if all else fails, we have each other.
Exactly. And, you know, for all you viewers out there, if you have a brother or a sister and you want to hook us up, let us know. Just kidding.
Right? And for all our viewers, I mean, it may be the viewer itself. It doesn't have to be their brother or sister.
Oh, right.
We may
Could
have some
be
good-looking
you.
Viewers out there who's got good morals and just want to give us the world.
I know. Just make sure you follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter.
There we go. And then where can everyone find your blog as well?
You guys can find my blog at www.sextingandthecity.com. I have my newest blog post, which is 5 Signs You're in Denial. It's pretty funny. You've Ooh. Probably been there. Not to toot my own horn. No, but you'll enjoy it. Alrighty. Thanks for having me,
yes,
Dakota.
Thank you so much for coming. And I actually have, we did a YouTube video, and it's like,
Is it
I
up?
Think we should, like, release it within the next day or so. I'll,
yes.
I'll put the link down below whenever it's done, but it's called, what was it, like, sniffing shampoos with,
oh,
with
yeah.
Renee Ariel and Dakota T. Jones. We went to the store, we sniffed some shampoos, and it was very entertaining,
and
I will say.
And we took videos of it.
We did, and we almost got kicked out of the store, but that's another story. But you guys, you can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thank you again for watching, and I might take a break next week. I'm going to be going back home to Missouri, but we'll be back after that. We love you guys so much. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.